Hachette Audio presents Miracles on the Water, written by Tom Nagorski, read by Graham Malcolm.
For Anne. Acknowledgements. This book is based primarily on the accounts of survivors, given in writings, recordings, and interviews of a terrible ordeal at sea. As such, I owe a debt first to the children who survived the attack on the city of Benares, a remarkable and resilient group of men and women who have inspired me greatly. I also feel a profound gratitude and empathy toward those who did not survive. The record shows that many of these unfortunate souls exhibited uncommon courage during a terrifying time. Two people were responsible for convincing me that this story merited more than just an essay for the family records: the literary agent Cynthia Cannell and my longtime friend and colleague Peter Jennings. From the beginning, I was mindful of the fact that the story of the Benares could hardly be classed among the great epics of the Second World War, the larger tapestry stories whose datelines, Normandy and Dresden, Stalingrad and Iwo Jima, to name but a few, are so familiar. Cynthia and Peter, each in a different way, convinced me that the saga of the Benares had an epic quality of its own. "It's a great story," Cynthia stressed, "plain and simple, a great story." I gave Peter an outline on a Friday during the summer of 2002. He called that Sunday less than 48 hours later, urging me on, and in the years that followed he inquired often about my progress. I had not yet finished when Peter received his diagnosis of lung cancer. That same week he asked that I bring him whatever chapters were complete.